on. And there's a lot that, you know, God wants to heal that, and he wants to take that from us. And I think sometimes when it's emotional, it's harder for people to believe that God will do it. Maybe they feel like, oh, that I made this mistake myself, or I walked, made these bad choices, but he can still heal that and mend our hearts, and he wants to.
He so wants to. I think that's huge, what you just said, because he so wants to. You got about 20 seconds, PJ, on that point. He really wants to, doesn't he?
He longs to be gracious to us.
Yeah, that's a verse.
It's in Isaiah. Yeah.
It's in Isaiah. He longs to show us his mercy. Remember, mercy triumphs over judgment. And if you're being beat up in your mind and your emotions, and you're allowing the devil and your own mind to beat you up, and people in your life to tell you what a failure you are, or how awful you have ruined something, or that, or whatever the case may be, don't believe it. Reach out and claim God's wholeness and healing today. We'll be right back after 10. This is Living the Good Life, and we are Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are glad that you are listening. We have had the most amazing first hour, and I believe it's going to continue in this hour. Try not to turn this off. Try to listen to what God wants to say to you. Go ahead, Pastor Jim, and then I'll go to Angel. I'd cut you off because we had to do the station ID on time.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Well, it's God manifests himself. I mean, we see God acting in his miracles,
right,
in the healing. And Angel had said before, I mean, healing brings glory to God. He doesn't get glory by us being sick.
Right.
He gets glory by us being healed and you know, healed and delivered. That's what brings glory to God. And I think sometimes we're afraid of that as well. If I do this for, if he does this for me, I'm going to owe him big time. Well, you already do. And first off, you already do. And secondly, what are you so afraid of? I mean, I get it. I was there. You know, I'm going to owe him. He's going to send me to some mud hut in Africa. I just know it. And that's not it. You know, he may just have you there where you're right where you're at to evangelize to your neighbors, to your coworkers. He wants you to tell them what he's done for you. You know, when the disciples of John came to Jesus, they said, are you really the one, or do we need to go look for somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, go tell John what you hear and see.
Right.
The dead are raised up. The lame are walking. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf are hearing. And the poor hear the gospel preached
yes.
to them.
Yes.
That's what God calls us to do.
Right.
And that's what we're doing today.
We are.
We're preaching the gospel.
Boldly.
Boldly to the poor, to the spiritually poor. We want to see lepers cleansed, people healed.
Yeah.
I want to see the dead raised.
Exactly.
And because we want to give God the glory, we want to see God move, especially in these last, and I believe it's the last days, we need
a
we
mighty
need to be
move
believing
God.
For God
we need,
to make
we
a
need,
mighty move.
Absolutely. We need to see people rallying around the spirit of the living God, the presence of God. You know, I think that I'm supposed to play this song that I wasn't planning on, God of the City, okay? Because you're a city. You contain the presence of Almighty God if you know him as your Lord and Savior. And so often we feel like we are not a part of something. Okay. And if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're a part of the family of God. We used to sing that song years ago that Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote up there in our in neck of the woods, PJ.
Yep.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Right. And I've been washed in the blood.
I know. Wait a minute. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
It's something like that.
Born of his spirit, washed in his
blood. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Okay. And blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You know, oh, what a glorious Savior. And it talks about being, you know, born of the spirit, washed in the blood. Okay. And guys, that's what it's all about, because we have the privilege, the awesome privilege of living this life at a time where Jesus has already come to this earth. He's already done all this. All these words have been written, all these encouraging words. We have the Bible inspired by Almighty God. It's living, it's alive, right here to read and study. It's right here, and our lives can be changed if we make the effort to allow them to be changed.
Exactly. That can be the hard part.
Talk to us, Dr. Angel. Woo!
Wow, we preaching today.
I guess we be preaching today, Dr.
Yes,
Angel.
Yes, we are. Right, we have to. The effort is the faith. The effort is believing. The effort is seeking, and that's what we're called to. And it's not those immediate things all the time. Sometimes you're right. God does handle it immediately, and we're free or we're healed or whatever it is. But a lot of times it's that progressive healing that he's doing.
Yes.
And I think what happens is some people aren't seeking him because maybe they're afraid of being healed. They're comfortable the way they are, although they're, moaning and not living a victorious life. There's a comfort in knowing that, but being truly healed, especially of emotional or, those kinds of things, can be very fear-binding for some people. What would people expect out of me then if I'm free of this? And what would that mean? And it's scary.
And a lot of people along that line, Dr. Angel, get a lot of attention from being chronically ill.
Oh, absolutely. There's a payoff sometimes. But we are no kind of testimony walking around defeated, in pain, struggling with all, emotional struggles or physical struggles. That's not a testimony of who our God is.
This series is Who Is He? And his name, Jesus, means Jehovah is our salvation, our deliverance, our safety, our helper, our prosperer. That's what his name means. And we're on that first part of that, although I've not been doing these in a certain order. It's just as the Holy Spirit leads. But we're on this. Jesus is our salvation, and he wants you to be raised up from that sick bed today. He doesn't want you sitting there suffering for Jesus, suffering for the Savior. Come on. We just debunk that. That's not God's will for your life. He wants to be God of you and of your city. God of the city. Let him be your God.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people.
Amen.
You're the Lord of this nation.
Let him be yours.
You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. Is no one like our God. The greater things have yet to come.
Yes.
Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. And greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of this people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like I. There is no one like. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done. We believe, we believe.
Wants to use you, dear one, as an instrument of his healing. Some of you out there are thinking, you don't know me. You don't know how messed up I am. You don't know that I go to church, but I don't really listen. I sleep, or I daydream, or I play on my phone. You don't know that God can, I don't think God can use me. Some of you may be feeling that very thing right now. And God is saying he wants to do greater things than he's ever done before in these last days, Pastor Jim. You just said it's the last days. Jesus is coming back. I agree with that. And for however long we have, years, days, months, weeks, we don't know. And why not be used mightily of God in the meantime?
Exactly. This is not a time to... It's not a time to be quiet, because we don't know how much time we have. This is the time to proclaim like we've never proclaimed the gospel before. And we just have to preach and proclaim and believe that God is going to use us to manifest signs of his kingdom.
And healing is a sign of his kingdom.
And healing is a sign of his kingdom, obviously.
And that's why we're talking about it today, because it's so important that we don't walk around as a bad as advertisement, I guess, for the kingdom of God. If we're walking around depressed all the time, discouraged all the time, beat up all the time, sad and sick and lonely, what kind of a testimony is that for the kingdom of God?
Exactly. And we've let false religions make inroads into the true biblical scriptural religion, because we've not believed it.
Right.
Jesus said your traditions make void the word of God.
We got to believe adamantly.
We have to believe adamantly.
Passionately,
because
Angel.
What territory we've left vacant.
Right.
The devil's come in and he'll use fake healing and all this to keep people away from God. Satan's the author of sickness. You think he can't take it off somebody if it suits his needs?
Right.
Of course he will.
Right.
If it suits his needs and keeps somebody out of the kingdom of God, of course he's going to do that.
But, you know, it's a matter of rising up as an army of the Lord here. It's a matter of saying, and we do that boldly today, we boldly declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came to this earth, died on a cross for our sins and sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, let's go there. And he did that because he loves us. And he did it to take his, not just our sins in his body on the cross, but also our sicknesses. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, I think it kind of reflects back to what I first said. It's the whole package. He wants us whole, completely whole. You know, first primal goal is our spiritual wholeness. And once we accept him, you know, he works, you know, in that. And then it's our physical and our emotional and all those other parts that make us a whole being. When we're broken in one area of our life, it affects our other areas of our life. And so he wants us whole completely, so that first others can see what he does, and that he's living and he's active, and it's for today, and he's for today, and it's a living, breathing faith that we have, and not just a faith of historical documents like a lot of faiths are based on. We have
exactly
a living, breathing God.
And you know what? We cannot begin to emphasize how important that point is you just made. This is not just Jesus came to this earth. He was a great teacher. That's what a lot of people believe. You know, yeah, he was controversial. He was, yeah, they killed him, whatever. No, he is the risen Lord. They killed him, but God the Father raised him from the dead. And that's the difference. Go on with that, Angel. That's where we get our boldness, right? Because we serve a living God. We don't serve somebody who's in a grave somewhere.
Absolutely. And that's where we have access to the power. And that's, you know, part of the benefits of having Christ in our life. And we have those benefits and the blood and the power and the word and all of those. We can tap into those, and we're not. And we're not living, you know, as that fullness in our Christian life that we can.
But we can. 1 Peter 2:24. PJ, would you read it and explain it?
He himself bore our sins.
Who is he?
He, Jesus, himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
And the Greek word that it was written in originally, healed, is?
Iaomai.
Iaomai, okay. And it means?
Physical healing.
So when David wrote in Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and forget none of his benefits.
Who heals all my diseases.
Forgives all my iniquities, heals all my diseases. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. You need to read that. That's the bennies. That's the benefits. You know, and he crowns you with loving kindness. All these things that are in those verses are amazing. But I love Psalm 103, verse 3, because David says, you know what? I have found him to be not just the one who forgives my sin, but also the one who heals all my diseases. Okay. Now that's so very important. We are talking about God Almighty in the form of his son, Jesus, who came to this earth, died on a cross for our sins and our sicknesses. A lot of people stop right where he died on the cross for our sins. And if you will pay attention, when I pray the prayer, in so many of these shows, we do that, and we pray a prayer for people to accept Jesus. I pray specifically, I believe that you are the Son of God, Jesus, the Son that came to this earth to die on a cross for my sins and my sicknesses. I'm always clear about naming both of those. Why, Angel? Why is this important? Why are we talking like this?
Because it is, first of all, it's vital for us here, but I think it's something that we lose that concept of, that it is the whole package of God. You know, it is, he not just died for our spiritual well-being, but our physical well-being, our emotional well-being, our relational well-being, all those pieces makes us a whole person.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, it's trying like to do a car with three round wheels and one square one. If you're
good
not
example.
Whole, that's kind of what it's like. Angel, you had mentioned before, it's, you know, you just don't work right. And unless
right.
you're whole, it's like trying to run a car with, you know, three round tires and one square one. That's
exactly.
not going to work.
What is wholeness?
Right, our bodies are all interconnected. So, you know, we have our spiritual part of our body, our physical part, our emotional part. And if any one of those areas has a problem, our body is not working. We are not working to our potential. Mm-hmm. And that's not what Christ wants for us.
Well,
it's a whole potential.
And that's why I believe Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, now may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. Set us apart completely.
Okay, this is interesting that you two have gone to this, because this is right on. My son Ryan fell when he was always falling from vines, because he swung on vines as a teenager. And he was always falling, but he took a very bad fall at one point. And when he landed on the vine broke, the boy fell, and his ankle turned all the way around, and he had awful surgery and pins and all kinds of stuff. And he's in his early 40s now, and he still is having trouble. And that pain has so affected him that he decided to seek out a surgeon and see what could be done. Because that happened at 16. Here he is in his early 40s, and he's still suffering from that injury. Okay? So they're getting ready to operate on him at the end of November for that. Again, But you see, any part of us, that's his ankle. You say, well, the rest of him is okay. The rest of him, my gosh, he's strong, healthy, you know. But that ankle is affecting his everyday life, trying to sleep at night. Talk to me, Angel, about that. Good metaphor, huh?
And it's a great metaphor. And, you know, I'm going to go a little clinical for a second.
Not a great one for Ryan, but go ahead. What'd you say, Angel?
No, I'm going to go clinical for just a second. You know, as a psychologist, when I have a patient come to me and they're struggling emotionally with anxiety or with depression, the first thing I do is send them to their physical doctor to make sure that there's not an organic thing going on, because sickness or something going on organically will affect them emotionally, and because of the way our bodies are connected. So it'll mask something that look like depression, and it may be a thyroid problem.
Very interesting that you do that, doctor.
Absolutely. So the first thing I do is send them for a full physical to their medical doctor. Then we can look at the emotional part.
Okay, so when Pastor Jim says is it 1 Thessalonians 5, when Paul says, I pray that your spirit, soul, and body, right, be complete. And
yes.
Okay, spirit, your heart, when you give that to Jesus, your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, your physical body is self-explanatory. But it all is interconnecting. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Angel?
Absolutely. And anytime there's a problem with one of those areas, all of those areas are impacted. So that goes for our spiritual walk. When we're sick, it's impacting our spiritual walk. When we're depressed, it's impacting our health and our spirit. It all keeps impacting each other.
How many times have you been just so completely in pain that you can't function correctly and you can't think correctly? I think about people that have terrible headaches, you know. It impedes the way you go through your day. Angel?
Absolutely. It impacts everything you do. You can't focus. You can't concentrate. You don't have patience. And, you know, it's impacting other areas, and then that impacts us spiritually. And so God did not want us to walk on this earth as wounded individuals. He wants us to walk on this earth as his healed ones, as the ray of light, as his testimony to who he is and what he does.
So when we say that it's not okay to suffer for the Savior and be a victim and just, I can't help it. I'm just so sick. I can't read my Bible because I can't read the letters on the page, or I fall asleep when I read it. I mean, I'm just telling you excuses I've heard through the years as a pastor, and all these years of pastoring, I've heard them all. And that seems to be one of them. Every time I start to read it, I fall asleep. Well, then stand up and walk around your house and read your Bible out loud. Talk to me, Pastor Jim. I know I'm on a crazy tangent today, but I feel this passionately.
Well, and that's true.
That's Angel's word.
If you fall asleep, then find a way not to, even if it means, well, like you did, attaching it to your vacuum cleaner and read it while you vacuum your
house. That's what I did. And I praise God that way. I learned to raise my hands and praise God as I ran the sweeper. Right. Didn't feel so self-conscious.
Or I don't understand it.
Right.
Well, get yourself a version that you do understand.
Message Bible's great. New Living, all those.
Yeah, I mean,
no excuse in today's.
Right.
You don't have to read.
Or even get an audio one. You can listen to it.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go, Angel.
It's MP3s, CDs,
read
whatever.
It on your phone, for heaven's sake, if you're addicted to having your addicted to having the phone in your hand.
Right.
Do it that way.
Yeah, use technology to your advantage. But get in the Word. I mean, I know you're going to go there because we're so close. We're only 4 chapters away.
Hmm.
You know, Psalm 107.
Let's do go there.
Okay, because I turn there because I like that whole paragraph.
Yeah, let's go there. Psalm 107. We're going to follow Pastor Jim's lead here. Go.
Well, okay. And I love it in context. In verse 17, some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquity, suffered affliction. Why were they afflicted? Who put it on them? It was their issue.
Right.
They loathed any kind of food. They drew near to the gates of death.
What verse are you in?
I'm in verse 18.
Of Psalm 107.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy.
Ooh,
you know, we always, and as we should, because that's kind of, that's where it all focuses, is verse 20 there. He sent out his word and healed
us. Yes.
They'd gotten into a mess because of their sins, and God sent his word and healed them. That's why it's so important to be in the word, because there's so many healing scriptures. And if for whatever reason you start to get sick, you need to be able
get
to
get in the word.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I remember a reading, it's in one of the Kenneth Copeland devotionals I have. Lady gotten healed of cancer, and she called him a few years later to say it had come back. And he said, well, get your Bible. And he heard her say, she turned to somebody, where's my Bible at?
Right.
And it's like, no, you've got to be in the word, not just for healing, but for everything.
Everything. Are we passionate about this? Absolutely. I got to tell you this quick story, and then I'm going to play this song, There's None Like You. Dodie Osteen is the mother of Joel Osteen. Don't know if she's still living. I know John, the dad, passed away. Mm-hmm. But Dodie was diagnosed with cancer back in the early 80s, okay? And it was very bad. And they said, you can stay here in the hospital. It's so bad. And you read this little book. It's round still, a little booklet. Healed of Cancer by Dodie Osteen, okay? I used to have tons of them. I don't even know where they are now. But that's an excellent little book. And she tells in that book how she went home, got all of her healing scriptures, got in bed, and just started, weak as she was, they put her in bed and she got her healing scriptures and she put them all around her on cards and stuff. And she began to just read them and read them and read them. Gradually, we're talking about a gradual healing, gradually over the next few weeks. She didn't die. Like they said, you'll be gone soon. At last I heard, she was still alive. Maybe she's passed away recently, because she'd be up there in age now, probably high 90s. But still, she got her healing from that cancer because of the word of God. There is none like you. And we got to come back to this discussion in just a minute. Love this song. There is none like you. The verse says, talks about God's healing.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all.
I could search for all.
There's none like you, Almighty God, and healing flows from your hand. Healing flows from your hand. We're in Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word. Pastor Jim, you were just making a really good point about the importance of getting in the Word. Angel, I want you to respond to that, and then we'll go back to PJ in a minute for that. Send his Word. Wow.
Well, there's life on the Word. The Word is living and active, and yes, we have to be in it. We have to know. It's what builds our faith. It's what how we know who our God is, how we know what our God can do. It's in the Word. It's a gift that he's given us.
Yes. And the word is alive. We keep talking about that. It says that in Hebrews 4, the living, verse 12, I think, the word of God is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword and able to get down on the inside of us. Talk to us about that, PJ, because the word of God, when we read it, sometimes a verse jumps off the page and just kind of like comes alive right in front of our eyes. And we go, whoa, that's for me.
Yeah, it's, You know me, I love Greek.
Yes. It was the New Testament was originally written
in Greek.
Old Testament Hebrew.
And in Greek, there are two words for the word. One is logos, from which we get like words like logical and things. And that means just the general word. Then there's rhema, which is like the personal word. The word that's spoken to you. And yeah, that's we talk a lot about rhema words. And it's interesting, if you go through the New Testament and see where all rhema was used, you know, we're coming on Christmas. It was used a lot in when Gabriel was announcing Jesus' birth. But it's important that we get the word down inside of us. And Angel, you had said, the word is living and active. You know, that's Hebrews 4:12, sharper than any two-edged sword. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3:16, now all scripture is God-breathed.
God-breathed.
Mm-hmm. And profitable for teaching, exhortation, and all this stuff. It's God-breathed. It's like God breathed himself into the word. When we meditate on the word and make it a part of ourself, it's kind of like we're just letting God live inside of us. And then even as far back as Moses, and when his final commission, God told him, give the Israelites this song. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, starting in verse 45, and when Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children.
Yes.
That they may be careful to do all the words mm-hmm. of this law.
Yeah.
Verse 47, for it is no empty word to you, but your very life. And by this word you shall live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess.
By this word.
It's no empty word. I love that. It's not something vain. It's not just emptiness. It's our very life. The word is our very life. We've talked before about body, soul, and spirit. We need food to nurture our physical body.
Amen. Yes,
we need
do.
Intellectual stimulation to nurture our mind, our will, and our emotions.
And we need football to watch that for fun, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, go on.
But we've got to have the word. The word is what feeds our spirit.
Yes, it is. Do you remember, is it Janny Grine that wrote that song, by his word I have no fear in me.
By his word. Yeah.
Sickness can't
dwell in me.
Dwell in me. Yeah. By his word I walk in victory. By his word Satan can't death cannot swallow me. Mm-hmm. It's death cannot swallow me. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by his word, I walk in victory. And by his word, I've been set free. That just came to me as you were talking about that. That is an old song from the 70s. But
I think I'm going to have to look that one up.
Please look that up. Please, let's do that. Because it is by his word that we walk in victory and that death cannot swallow us. When we die, and if we know Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, we go to heaven to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And we go into the presence of Almighty God. We don't hang out in limbo. Somebody asked me the other day, when people die, do they kind of move around the room and turn on lights and stuff? And do they knock into furniture? No. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, if you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. They're not standing around tormenting you. Talk to us, Angel. I don't know how I got off on that tangent. Because it's by his word.
Because it's almost Halloween.
That's it. That's why. Go ahead, Angel.
No. No, you're right, and we have to know that word. That's where, you know, the power that we have comes from. It comes from the word. That's where our faith is built. It's not going to come. Our faith isn't going to get built. Definitely walking around and living our lives and all this negativity and all this chaos that we call life that we have. Our faith is built when we get in that peace, still moment in his word, and we know who he is. And, you know, in our relationship with God is like any relationship. You have to invest time in it. It's a relationship. And that is our gift to spend time with him is in his word.
So right on. And as you were saying that, it reminded me of John 1, where it says the word was first. John 1, 1. Okay. The word present to God, God present to the word was God. In other words, the word is Jesus, and in the word it talks about that when we really absorb the word of God, we're absorbing the very presence of Almighty God. You know, that these words, and I like John 1:14, the word became flesh and blood, that's Jesus, and moved into the neighborhood. Boy, didn't he move into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. And in the verse, I memorized it probably in the New American Standard or King James, full of grace and truth. That's who the Word of God is. Jesus is the Word. That's why when we are reading the Word and it jumps out at us, and this whole concept of Jesus being our healer, hey, it's real. It's true. It's alive. Talk to us, PJ. Full of grace and truth.
Right. I mean, I think that's one of the most important verses in the Bible.
It is. John 1:14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The word Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, became flesh. One of us.
Yes.
And tabernacled, literally, that word is tabernacled among us, pitched his tent, which is, of course, a reference to the tabernacle of Moses.
Right.
And which was the presence of God. So we have I just read today the scripture for Kenneth Copeland was Revelation 21 in the first part of 22.
Yes.
And he said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
Yes, yes.
Here we go, right here. The word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
Yes.
Set up his tent among us.
Woo! Yes.
And we beheld his glory.
Mm.
Glory, and I love it. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes.
Full, not just half measure, but
and this is
fully
what he
gracious
wants.
And fully truthful.
Yes. And this is what he wants us to absorb, accept, walk in. The fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is, his name means Jehovah is our salvation, deliverance, safety, helper, prosper. But going back to salvation, it's talking about wholeness. What he wants for you, dear one, is for you to receive that grace and truth that is him and is his word. And to realize that when the leper said, if you can, or if you want to, you can make me well. Jesus said, I want to be clean. Talk to us, Angel, before we do this song.
Well, and that's just what it is. You know, when we do our other show, Go Yard,
we are talking about living, you know, hitting the home runs in life. And, you know, I think that brings it right down to here. To live that whole complete life means we're in that word, means we are spending time with him, means that we are building our faith, and it means we're taking those needs and trusting, yes, he wants to heal me today, whatever it is.
That's
I'm
it.
Through.
That's it. And I thank you for mentioning our other show that you and I do on Thursday nights at 6:06 right here on this station. And it is more of a life coaching show, but the same principles apply. God wants us to live in wholeness. He wants us to live. Well, how often now do you order? Do you ever order toast? I ordered toast today, went out to lunch with someone, and we ordered breakfast, and I ordered whole grain toast. Okay. They say that's really good for you, correct? Whole grain, you know, all these grains, whole. And the wholeness that God has for us is something he wants us to want. He wants us to say, this is a priority for me. I want to be whole. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, because we just bought a loaf of whole grain bread too.
Okay.
But you think, there was a certain company that made bread that was that was supposed to build your body in X number of ways.
Wonder Bread.
I wasn't going to mention names.
Okay, all right.
But they found out it didn't do squat because all the nutrients had been crushed, had been taken out of the flour.
Mm.
Now with, and I'm thinking sometimes we have to believe the word of God. That's the next step. You read it, you meditate on it, you believe that it's God's Rhema, his word to you.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're eating Wonder Bread.
There you go.
But you need the whole grain bread to really get all the nutrients and all the benefits from the food that you're eating. It needs to be whole.
Exactly.
And rather than processed. And sometimes we prefer the processed. I mean, I know sometimes processed food does taste better. But in regards to the word, we need the whole word.
The whole
word. We need to believe it, not just the parts we like or, you know, and it's, we need to believe it for what it is. God breathed, God's love letter to us individually.
Yes, it is. So we're going to run through a couple scriptures real quick so that you can put them in your notes, because we've been talking about these today before we do the song. Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. We talked about 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins and sicknesses on his body on the cross, that we might be dead to sin, alive to righteousness. By his stripes, you were healed. I don't think it says sins and sicknesses. It says sins, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But by his stripes, you were healed. And that Greek word is physical healing. Okay? We did Psalm 107:20, that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Infirmities, mental illness is a destruction. We started with Matthew chapter 8, went through about the first 17 verses. Go there, read it, and see those three examples when Jesus was asked, can't, do you want to do this? He says, of course I want to heal you. Be healed. We talked about so many objections today that we come up with, like we think it's a punishment from God. We want to put ourselves down, and we just want to accept this awful punishment of sickness. No, we've debunked a lot of things. Go back and listen to the show again and again and again till you get these verses down on the inside of you. Psalm 103:3, David wrote, he forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. These need to be a part of you, like Dodie Osteen did so long ago. Put them on cards, memorize them, get them around you, and put them like vitamins into your body, to your mind. Exodus 15:26 is the first time we see Jesus or God call himself our healer. Calls himself. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Rapha, it's our healer. Listen to the song we did this morning at church, Pastor Jim found right on the spot. It was so amazing. It is just simply from those verses. From Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And from Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed us and delivered us from our diseases. Take it on the inside of you, and then we're going to pray for you in just a moment. Receive it. It's for you. It's for you. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Jesus, we have everything we need. And just as we've sung about him as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. His name is more powerful than cancer, heart disease, or any disease you can name. Whatever your need, he's here to heal you. Let's confess him as our healer as we sing, "You are the God that healeth me."
You are the God.
Praise God, he is the Lord, your healer, dear one. Are you like that leper that comes to Jesus and says, "I know you can heal me. Do you want to?" And Jesus says to you, dear one, today, "Yes, I want to be healed." There are so many of you out there, Radio Land, that are struggling with emotional and physical issues that need a touch from Almighty God. And he wants to do that for you today. He doesn't want you to continue to live in the same old problems that you've been in for so long. He doesn't want you to be bound up with strife on the inside, anxiety, worry. He wants you set free from so much that has really kept you from becoming all that God wants you to become. Some of you are struggling with a dreaded, awful disease. Some of you have cancer. Some of you have heart disease. Some of you have aches and pains and arthritis and things that just give you so much discomfort. And Almighty God says today, "I am still the healer that walked this earth 2,000 years ago. And I say to you now, be healed in Jesus' name. By the power of the name that is above every other name, Jesus, receive your healing. Whatever it is, whatever area of your life, emotional, physical, whatever it is, God says to you today, receive what I have for you. It is your free gift. So, Lord, we pray for these scattered around the world, different places and different time zones and different times that they'll hear the show, that this will be a life-changing event for them this day, that you will reach down and you will touch them right where they are and bring healing emotionally and physically to their bodies, their minds, their emotions. We thank you, Lord, that you are still in the process and in the business of healing us. Thank you, mighty God. Jesus, you are the healer. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Amen and amen. Woo, praise God. All right, Pastor Jim and Angel, I want to give you both an opportunity to talk here before we get out of here in just a couple minutes. Pastor Jim, go ahead.
I'm kind of speechless. I mean, what? I don't know that I, in all the years I've done the radio show, I felt the anointing like it was today. I mean, there are a lot of people that needed to hear everything that was said. And I mean, I just, it's kind of hard to sum up because, but main thing is he sent his word and healed their disease.
Amen.
You know, you need healing.
Right.
Get in the word and do like Dodie did.
Yes.
Find the healing scriptures, get it, run a concordance and find all the scriptures on healing.
We've just mentioned a bunch of them today.
Yeah. And put them on cards and keep them in front of you.
Yes.
God told Joshua, meditate on the word because
Amen.
Then you will
that's
succeed.
It. Yes. That's
Put
how
them
you
on
succeed.
Cards and
yes.
If that's what's helpful, memorize it. Just mull them over.
Amen. Memorize it. Get it down on the inside
of
you.
Yes. Make it a rhema.
Yes. Yes.
Make
Absolutely.
It your word, a word for you. Because remember, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is God's love letter
yes.
to you.
Yes.
Written by the hand of God. For you, whoever you are.
Right.
And unlock the promises. Unlock what's inside of the word.
Praise
because
God. They're
so
there
much
for
good.
You. It's
We've
right.
talked about how God's gracious. There's so much of what he wants to do for you in the word.
Amen.
And I just encourage our listeners to find out.
Exactly.
Get into it and find out what does God want for you.
Amen.
And I can tell you, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Woo! Thank you, Pastor Jim. Angel.
Well, you know, the cool thing with God is new beginnings. And if we weren't, haven't had the faith, if we weren't in the Word and really spending that time and building our relationship, we can start today. Because he's a God of new beginnings. He's a God of giving us a freshness and newness every day. And each day is a brand new start. And I just want to encourage our listeners, start today.
You start today.
Start today. You're listening to the show. Pick up your word. Listen to your word. Start knowing who he is and what he can do for you.
Amen.
So true. And we encourage you to make use of the tools we've provided for you. Our website is www.bohmglobal.com. We have hundreds of these shows over the last 10 years on that website. Go listen. Get into it. Make it like a project every day that you're going to get deeper in the word and just listen to these shows. Great music. Also, we encourage you to go to our Facebook post. This one was hashtag traded in. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on this one? This was this past Thursday morning, I guess. Hashtag traded in.
Well, it's the Christian life is a life of exchange. We exchange, you know, one thing for another.
Yes, yes.
You know, we get the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And
right.
you quoted Isaiah chapter 61.
Yeah.
About all the exchanges that we can make in
right.
God.
Right.
So I would encourage everybody, just you can go to the Beacon of Hope page and look for us. We're the little, we're the lighthouse with the rainbow around it.
Yeah.
You can go to my page. I share them all on there. Also Pastor Marsh's page. I would encourage you to go back and listen to these and listen
right.
to the podcast.
Right.
You know, listen to the broadcast from here, the radio station.
Absolutely. Pete will have this up tonight here on podcast. He's so wonderful about that. He comes on after me and engineers, and he'll have this up in podcast this evening. And it's tantalknetwork.com, and you go to podcasts and you go to Living the Good Life. That's how you find these. Our counseling life coaching show with Dr. Angel that you've been listening to today, Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD and licensed mental health counselor, is on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. right here, same station. To find old podcasts there, go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go yard. Our web page for our website for that show is goyard2014.org. It's an ORG. Dr. Angel, final word. We got to get out of here.
Well, I say the final word is let's start fresh today, and let's just let that spirit, let's build our faith and let that spirit of God fall on us, and let's be walking testimonies.
Amen. Walking testimonies. That's what he wants for us. And if you out there have allowed God to touch you physically today, emotionally, we'd love to hear from you. You can write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can write Pastor Jim, pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. You can also send all prayer requests and praise reports to our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim or Betty, that you hear frequently here as part of the radio team, or Shell will pick up that request and get them out with a prayer. We want you to use our prayer line. There's no obligation. There's no cost. prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you want to become a financial partner with us, all money that comes in goes to the radio broadcasts, and so you go to our webpage, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and a PayPal window will open for you to be able to give. All that comes for these shows. Wow. We love being on the air with you every single Sunday, so don't miss it again next week, Pastor Jim.
It's the fastest 2 hours on radio.
It's amazing to us how quickly it goes by. It's not far to Jesus. And we love every one of you. We want to hear from you. God bless you. This has been Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, Dr. Angel, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We'll be right here next Sunday, same time, 3 o'clock Eastern. Hope to hear that you've heard this show today. God bless you.
Jesus, His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you. It's not far from me.